Lisburn and Castlereagh City Council have declared war on dog poo. They've pledged to enforce a poo blitz on irresponsible dog owners. The zero tolerance approach will see £50 fines dished out, and it goes as far as asking people to report irresponsible dog owners on a new hotline. But is that going too far? Alderman Jim Dillon from Lisburn and Castlereagh City Council is on the line, along with commentator Fionnuala Meredith. Jim, what's brought this about? Is it such a bad problem that you feel you've no choice but to go down this road?
Well, we're simply acting in the best interest of the public and acting to public opinion, who's asked in the council and has been doing for a number of years now to do something about this. And let me say, most dog owners, but the vast majority of them, are responsible people, and they control their dogs, look after their dogs very well, because a dog is a man and a woman's best friend. But obviously there's a few people who are irresponsible, and if they do not act to what they're told to do, in other words, keep their dog on a lead, and indeed pick up the poo after the dog deposits it and put it in a container, then obviously the council's going to have to act. It's simple as that.
So what do? You have dog wardens out watching for people? And how does this hotline work?
Oh, we have a number of dog wardens out. The council has employed dog wardens for a number of years now, but they don't want very many people acting irresponsibly. The people, the ones they've caught, is probably the ones that are maybe acting responsibly. But however, this is a new ball game now, and we'll have to watch what happens. We're simply acting in the best interest of public opinion.
Fionnuala Meredith, what do you make of this?
I think it's going too far. I mean, of course, people should pick up after their dogs, and it's horrible when you kind of step in dog mess and all the rest of it. But, you know, getting people to report on their neighbours and send in names and addresses, seems excessive to me. You know, it's like you're going to get dog poo vigilantes phoning up and, you know, shopping people to the council. Also, how can it even be implemented? How can you prove? Say I phone up and say, Mrs. So-and-so at number whatever has been letting her dog poo in such and such a place. How could that possibly be proved?
It's a very good point, isn't it, Jim?
Yes, it is a good point, but we're not doing anything new, because people have been reporting on their neighbours' dogs acting irresponsibly now for a number of years. As a matter of fact, I had a case in my constituency less than a year ago where someone reports a so-called irresponsible dog.
Yeah, I know. I'm not trying to take away from the fact that it's a problem that needs to be dealt with, but the whole idea of a hotline, you know, somebody phones up and says, you know, reports some neighbour that maybe they don't like or whatever it is, and you know, it can be abused.
Well,
how do you ever prove it? It's one person's word against the other. How would the hotline actually work?
This has been happening in an adjacent council over the last couple of years, and I don't hear much criticism from there. And obviously, Lisburn and Castlereagh have got to try it. We've got to try something new, because we have asked, with an easy-going manner over the last number of years, irresponsible dog owners to act responsibly. They have failed to do so, and whenever that happens, obviously, we've got to act.
So what would you do then, Fionnuala, if this isn't the answer? What is?
Well, who knows? I'm not the one who has to come up with the answer. I mean, you should be trying to encourage people to pick up after the dogs. Most of us do. But I sometimes think the wardens themselves are really draconian. I remember being caught out a couple of years ago while picking up my dog's poo because he had chosen that moment to sneak off into the bushes and do another one. Now, that was well off the path that I was walking, and I offered to pick it up.
So you've been hit with a fine before?
Yeah, and I thought it was really unfair, and I had to pay up. So by all means, get repeat offenders who just never bother their backsides to live. But, you know, I think there has to be a little bit of common sense here, and this particular scheme doesn't seem to me to be very commonsensical. There's nothing councils like better than loads of rules. The more rules, the better. And I don't think that's the attitude.
You're rule lovers, Jim.
No, we're not, and we're applying common sense. And, you know, there's nothing more distasteful than when a young person, a child, goes into a play park and maybe tramps or rolls sometimes in dog poo. And then what does their parents do? It's just something terrible. And so we have got to act and use common sense, which, in my opinion, this one on Castlereagh City Council are doing.
So this is kind of an admission that the dog warden thing hasn't been working?
It probably is, yes. I would grant you that.
Well, sure, it's another case then for diverting more funds to the dog wardens themselves and giving more them more opportunity to catch the miscreants rather than expecting the public to do dog wardens' work for them.
But this is giving more responsibility to the dog wardens. The dog wardens are going to have that.
Yeah, but it's based on people phoning them up.
Not necessary. Dog wardens will be out and about.
Are there going to be more dog wardens?
Not at this moment of time, but could happen that we will have to employ more.
Okay, well, listen, Jim, we'll see how that pans out, see how that works. Hold on, before you go, Jim, we've got a caller on this. David's on the line. Morning, David.
Good morning.
Going ahead,
Jim. What's the crack about cats? I mean, there's three or four cats come into my garden and do their business, and they actually bury it. They're worse than dogs. And then the kids are playing in the garden, thinking there's nothing under the soil.
You have a very good point there. Cats will have to be brought into the scheme too. If they're causing problems, but there hasn't been very many problems from cats. Any problems have been...
But the reason there's no problems is because people don't report them.
Listen,
people just open their door and let the cats out and go into other people's gardens,
David,
and do their business. There's not a word about it.
David, listen, I'm going to have to cut you off, but I tell you what, there are people phoning in and they're droves on this. Finola and Jim, try and keep tomorrow morning free. I think we might be back to you. anybody on the line this morning, we're out of time, but I can hardly wait.